From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. With a Roman Catholic cardinal, evangelicals, key members of Congress looking on, President Bush today signed the bill banning the medical practice that anti-abortion groups call partial birth abortion.
The wide agreement amongst men and women on this issue, regardless of political party, shows that bitterness in political debate can be overcome by compassion and the power of conscience. And the executive branch will vigorously defend this law against any who would try to overturn it in the courts.
Talk about those who would try to overturn it in the courts. As the president spoke, legal challenges to the law were in progress in three federal courts across the United States, in New York, Nebraska, and San Francisco. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg joins us now. Nina, what happened in court today?
Well, in New York and Nebraska, lawyers representing abortion rights advocates were asking for court injunctions blocking the new law, which is scheduled to go into effect at 12:01 this evening. A similar hearing is scheduled tomorrow in San Francisco. In New York, it's the National Abortion Federation representing half the doctors across the country who perform abortions. In San Francisco, it's Planned Parenthood, another big abortion provider. And in Nebraska, it is four individual doctors, doctors from Nebraska, New York, Virginia, and Iowa, seeking an injunction. The Nebraska judge was the first to render a decision. Judge Richard Kupf issued a temporary restraining order barring enforcement of the new law against any of the plaintiffs, their agents, anyone they teach, supervise, work with, or make referrals to.
Does that mean that the ban is nationwide?
Well, no, but it clearly covers more than just the four doctors. It covers everyone they might conceivably work with and anyone they consult or make referrals to. Thus, for example, you could imagine a doctor not involved in this lawsuit seeking a consultation from someone who is covered and thus being himself or herself covered. And these doctors who were involved in the Nebraska case practice all over the country. The New York doctor, for example, is part owner of an abortion clinic in Georgia.
However, the injunction is temporary.
Yes, it's to preserve the status quo, but it's indefinite in length until Judge Kupf is able to hear arguments on a permanent ban.
And what were the grounds for the temporary restraining order barring enforcement?
Well, Judge Kupf, who, by the way, is a Reagan appointee, pointed to the Supreme Court's 2000 decision in which the justices struck down a law similar to this one and cited specifically the lack of a health exception for women. In that decision, the court said there are cases where the ban procedure is safer for women. In enacting the current law, Congress made specific findings on its own based on some medical testimony that it heard that the procedure is never safer for women. Opponents of the law, however, point to the prevailing medical opinion, which still holds that there are cases where it is safer. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists still says that.
So this is what's being argued in the Nebraska arena here. What about in the New York arena?
Well, so far we don't have a decision from Judge Richard Casey, who heard arguments today in New York. Casey, who's a Clinton appointee, seemed somewhat skeptical of the abortion provider's arguments. He said that the situation today is considerably different from the situation 3 years ago when the Supreme Court ruled. Shouldn't the courts defer to Congress, he asked? Isn't there considerable medical disagreement on the necessity for such procedures? And perhaps most pointedly, he asked, do fetuses have feelings? And that, of course, is one of the things that anti-abortion forces claim, that fetuses are innocent human beings who do have feelings and that this is an unnecessary and cruel procedure.
Thank you, Nina.
Thank you, Robert.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg on the injunction sought today against enforcement of the new law just signed into law banning that type of abortion.